WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There are Lenten carnivals in Rio and Cologne in Trinidad, offering blowout celebrations before the austerities of the pre-Easter season. But none is as famous as Mardi Gras. Because of the elaborate social events surrounding it, the one in New Orleans is perhaps the most famous. But in fact, Mardi Gras is celebrated throughout Louisiana on the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday.
Nothing could be more different than the Mardi Gras in New Orleans and the one that's celebrated in the Cajun country across the Atchafalaya Basin to the west. A Cajun Mardi Gras is definitely a glimpse into a pre-Christian past. Central to the Cajun celebration is the courrier, in which masked riders wearing conical hats mount horses and ride to farms in the surrounding countryside. Once there, they dismount, dance to the Mardi Gras song, and pretend to rob the farmer of some rice, a chicken, some sausage, or something else that can be cooked into the gumbo, which the women of the community are cooking back in the town. For all its archaic splendor, though, the Cajun Mardi Gras is pretty one-dimensional, musically speaking. There's that one song, which the riders hear all day. For musical variety at Mardi Gras time, we have to turn to New Orleans, with its parades, its crews, and its huge crowds. Armstrong's King of the Zulus is the first Mardi Gras theme record I know of, recorded in 1926, 21 years before Armstrong was actually selected to head the city's largest black crew in 1947. But in recent years, thanks in large part to filmmaker Les Blank, attention has turned to another, odder black Mardi Gras celebration. Blank's film, Always for Pleasure, focused on the Mardi Gras Indians, black social groups who put on elaborate costumes and engage in ritual war, usually these days of a ceremonial nature, during the festivities. His film made one tribe, the Wild Chapatulas, famous, not least because it was the tribe to which the Neville family, New Orleans rhythm and blues royalty, belonged. But the other tribes are no slouches either. Still, there's no denying that the Nevilles have a long history of Mardi Gras music behind them. Back in 1954, as the Hawkettes, they made a record that's been a long-time favorite at Carnival.
Ooh. Down in New Orleans where the blues were born, it takes a cool cat to blow a horn. On the side in Rampart Street, the combos play with a mambo beat. The Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo.
And Mardi Gras Mambo is a newcomer next to the song that's probably the celebration's real theme song.
While you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. If you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. When you see the Mardi Gras, somebody'll tell you what's carnival for.
Professor Longhair first recorded Go to the Mardi Gras in 1949, and Fats Domino got his version out in time for the 1953 Carnival, but Longhair, with his wild Latin-flavored rhythms, was the song's definitive performer. Much of the music played in New Orleans during Mardi Gras is the classics, When the Saints Go Marching In, Little Eliza Jane, and the rest. But the music of the Indians is what showed up on the radio. Larry Williams' boisterous rendition of One Indian Chant isn't as well known as the 1965 record by the Dixie Cups, but it's just one of a half dozen versions of the song that have been recorded since 1952. New Orleans carnival music has captured the national imagination, so if you're planning a Mardi Gras celebration, a trip to your local record shop should provide you with the sounds you need. The gumbo and other trappings, though, are strictly up to you.
Ed Ward is a music writer living in Berlin.